Armodoxy for today, for whom they translated. In the spirit of the holy translators, and on the weekend of their feast day, we at Epostle.net unveiled a new space, the first virtual Sunday school classroom. Now, this opening took place at the St. James Armenian Church in Los Angeles, in the presence of church members, parents, and of course, the students at the school. Yesterday, I shared with you the experience of the opening and promised that today we'd look at the audience and their reaction. Now, when Epostle first entered the metaverse in 2023, we shared the experience with members of our community. We invited focus groups to gauge their reaction. Their experience from group to group seemed almost the same with slight variations. The patterns seemed to follow this order. At first sight, members of the groups were in awe, and they were amazed at the technology that allows for these virtual worlds. After a few minutes, maybe 10 or so, they would nod with a smile that expressed an affirmative reaction to the entire idea. And then, well, not much. It was interesting to us on the development end. Why wasn't their amazement pushing them to curiosity and investigation? Why weren't they spending more time in these worlds? One of the reasons could be that there was a learning curve, and most people looked for instructions and cheat sheets to navigate around the metaverse. In other words, they were intrigued by the novelty of the metaverse, but it wasn't a place they would hang out in or engage in regularly. In common parlance, a nice place to visit, but... However, we did notice something else in all of the focus groups. The young kids. They didn't need instructions. They sat at computers, phones, and put on VR goggles and threw themselves into the environment. And so, we discovered our prime audience, the youth, the under-16s. Our mission is to spread the gospel, specifically with the tools of technology, hence the name Epostle as an electronic apostle. We move forward with the creation of a virtual Sunday school classroom. At the launch, it all paid off. While we were demonstrating the space to the parents, the students had already entered the space, jumping, running, exploring the virtual classroom, which we had designated Lake Sevan, a learning center of ancient Armenian Christianity for the new generation. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that the little children came to Jesus, but the disciples rebuked them. Why would Jesus, this holy man, want to waste his time with children, they thought. It is Jesus who sets the record straight. Let the little children come to me, he says, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. The children have an innate love for God. Just as playing on computers, tablets, and phones is second nature for them, the kingdom of heaven already belongs to the pure in heart. Just as they jumped into the metaverse environments boldly and without inhibition, so too they jump into the love of God. The question that we must struggle with, and this is essential, is what is it that we are teaching them? The curriculum and the teaching of the Armenian Church is simply to express the love of God as it has been passed along to us through the centuries, in times of crisis and disaster, as well as times of joy. And then, equally essential, is for us to take time to listen to them, to the children. Jesus instructs us as much. The experience of the virtual Sunday school is one of listening to these young voices, their thoughts, their expressions, and of course, their dreams. Today's prayer is written by Archbishop Hovnan Derderian. It is the voice of the student. Lord my God, my steps lead me to school. protect me from all kinds of dangers and unkind thoughts, so that I may arrive at my destination safely and in peace. I pray to you tirelessly, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.